Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone's doing well. I know I said I wasn't going to come back on a Monday. I took Friday off. I had some family business in San Antonio. I had to do it. Doctor's visits. Did that. Things are good. Things are good. Thank God. There's just too much news to reporting on, folks. I'm watching this from a bird's eye view, watching the entire chess game, man, the whole battlefield. It's so intriguing. If you're not paying attention to this, you're missing out on the greatest show on earth. No doubt about it. You're missing out on the greatest show on earth, folks. I was just checking my Instagram right now, and I was thinking to myself, it's a world of insanity, of insecurity. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody thinks they're fucking famous. Everybody thinks they're famous. Whether you have 500 followers, whether you have 1,000, it's a world of narcissism. It's mental illness. It's mental illness from what I can see. Imagine like when I grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Okay, I'm old. And you go to someone's house and you're like, hey, you want to see my family photo? You want to see my photo album? And you're like, sure, I'll see your photo album. Why not? I mean, oh, sure. Let's see what great trips you've taken. Let's see, you know, family dinners. And then imagine like back then. Imagine back then they pull out their family photo album. They open it up and it's just pictures of them. Smiling at the camera going like this. You would think they're nuts. You would run. You would run the fuck out of their house. You would get out of there as fast as possible. You get what I'm saying? It's weird. Everything's weird now. We live in a world of insanity. It's insane. Everything's insane. It's I don't know. I can't even... I was at I went to Bucky's in San Antonio. San Antonio. I went to the Bucky's convenience station. Whatever. It's like a mini mall. It's like a mall. I went there and I had an anxiety attack, folks. I had an anxiety attack because I just saw the example of what humanity's become. It's where we're at. Just people, the obesity, the dumbed down society walking around bumping into each other, eating yogurt and hamburgers and drinking soda. That's what I saw. Anyway, you can Venmo me D-Rod 1977. D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out, folks. If you know anybody that's been bullied, Trials and Tribulations, this is the book to get them, folks. When the lights go out on Amazon. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Max, How They Made This Sancho. You get that on Amazon. Leave an honest review, folks. That's all we ask. And Health with Nino, folks. Health with Nino, folks. Wow. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, and other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. And this, folks, I take this. Everything I peddle on here, everything I throw at you on here, I take it. As you've gotten older, you may also have found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because in just a week of taking a premium collagen powder, this one, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Folks, I don't look 45. I don't think I look 45. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sale ends by going to Health with Nino. And get ready to look your best this New Year. How many people do you know that go to the gym? Like, I always know not to go to the gym. I have a gym at my house. I lift some weights in my house. You know, I like to get the pump. But I don't get the gym. January through about half of February is when it's really crowded. And then I start going to the public gym because then I know no one goes anymore. All the New Year's resolutioners, or whatever they're called, resolutionists. New Year's resolves. I don't know. Whatever. The people that go there for the New Year that have this resolution to work out, they fall off at about mid-February. That's what I decided after mid-February, I'll start going back to the public gym. All right. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Get on my Getter. Get on my Telegram. Get on my Rumble. Rumble's Nino's Corner. I put a lot of old interviews on Rumble. If you want the cutting edge new shit, go to ninoscorner.tv. Let me get right there. ninoscorner.tv. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriot Wear, bing, right there. Get yourself some cool gear at Patriot Wear. I got the Black Sheep clothing. It's going to be dope. NinosCorner.tv, folks, I got Wano saving. I got The Ghost is up right now. Everyone loves The Ghost. That's up right now. Talking about military depletion of our equipment, distractions, diversions. This is a good one. I kind of just let them have free reigns and we just have a conversation about things. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting discussion. I have Angel's voice. I can't disclose who she is. She's a world-renowned whistleblower. I cannot disclose who she is. But she's on fire on ninoscorner.tv, on fire. Derek Gilbert is coming on today. We're going to be talking about Saturn's return, folks. And what's Saturn's return? Well, that's the occult belief system right there. Saturn's return. What happened on December 21st, 2020? Saturn's return. We're going to go into that and discuss the occult belief system. You got to know your enemy. You have got to know your enemy, folks. I got David Icke. David Icke is coming on the program. I've got, folks, drum roll, please. Finally, I landed this guy. Finally, I got him. General Flynn. I got General Flynn coming on. I talk to his brother all the time, Joe. Joe, I got nothing against you, Joe. I got nothing against you. I just want to see your brother on the program. You know what I'm saying? And I got Benjamin Fulford making an appearance on ninoscorner.tv. It's fire. I'm very proud of what I've done with ninoscorner.tv. I am. It's the one-stop shop, folks, for everything war. The deep state. All right. Also, SG Anon made an appearance on my show. He revealed who he was for a split second. He said it was okay that I tell people he's going to start making himself known. So he made that small appearance on my show. That's on ninoscorner.tv. So SG Anon's on there. I asked him, folks. I said, hey, dude, I'll edit this out if you want me to. Do you want me to? I said, no. He said, no. Go ahead. He's going to start coming out in the public. So it's on ninoscorner.tv. All right, folks. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Go time. The Biden implosion. That's what I'm naming this video. The Biden implosion. You remember when... It's like we're watching a slow train wreck. That's really what we're watching right now. We're watching a slow, as they keep pressing this agenda, as they keep going forward, which they're going to do, we know that. The globalists don't know any other moves but to press forward. They have to press forward. They're now resorting to tactics that are desperate. And like I said, we're playing chess, they're playing checkers. Remember what Trump said during his big announcement? He said, our comeback begins now. Our comeback begins now. And I believe all of this is leading to an eventual takedown of Biden. I'm just going to say it, folks. I think, I don't know how this is going to, if I knew how this was going to play out, I would be in a very small firewall of people and I'd be dead. Okay? All right? So I don't know. I don't know. I can only hypothesize on what I'm seeing. It is a theory to me. But I've talked to enough people. I've held enough folks. How many interviews have I done? Thousands by now. And I think what we're about to start seeing with Biden is payback, which is scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Because, folks, the safest and best way to do this is the legal way. Remember, folks, we now have McCarthy on a tight leash. And I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Oh, he is a rhino. We know he's a rhino. He is a rhino. We all know that. That's no big news flash. But something happened. Something happened to where now they've reined him in. He's on a tight leash. And I think these scandals are going to progress into a fruition. Fruition. Into a fruition. The scandals are going to progress into fruition now that we have control of the House. Checkmate. Checkmate. And that's why I love these cigars lately, folks. I have a cigar every few months. I don't think it's a bad thing. Do I believe the military will be used? I believe there's many safeties in place. And a lot of people ask me, do you think the military, and you know, the listener Wano saving, that's the only route, that's the only direction this can go? And I listen, and I think there's many safeties in place. Now, this is just my opinion. Now, thank you, Laura, 777. Thank you. This is just my opinion. But I do believe that the safeties are in place for one of their panic moves, the deep state's panic moves, whatever one they decide to play, our militaries are at the highest level. There is a safety in place. I do believe that. Now, you'll talk to a lot of people. I'm going to be talking to General Flynn, and I know recently he's been coming out saying, nah, there's no plan, there's no this. Fair enough. I have my opinion, and I listen to everybody. I'm going to give everyone a platform on my show. But I'll tell you what, folks, these scandals that are coming out on Biden, McCarthy being on a tight leash, it can't happen without a plan. McCarthy just doesn't roll over like that. It doesn't happen. The scandals coming out on Biden, they don't just appear out of thin air. Especially when the deep state controls it all. Doesn't happen. Something is at work here, folks. You got to believe. Speaking of which, George Soros and Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab has just pulled out of the 2023 World Economic Forum in Davos. Following Klaus Schwab's similar exit on this past Friday. So Soros, he's deciding not to go. Hey, listen, these guys are fucking old. Maybe they got to get hooked up to a dialysis machine. Maybe they need to switch their Depends diapers. I don't know. They're not making it, though. Does it mean something to me? I don't know. I mean, could mean nothing. Could mean something. You would think being that age, you know, being fucking old as these guys are, 90s, I don't know how old this Klaus Schwab is. I don't know how old Klaus Schwab, you know, all these guys represent to me a fucking Star Wars character. It's like Soros looks like the emperor with the fucking cloth around his head. And then you got Klaus Schwab, Jabba the Hutt, Jabba the Hutt, Jabba the Hutt. I mean, each one of these guys represents someone from Star Wars. I never thought Star Wars could be a true story. All right. So here we go. CNN is serious about getting into comedy. So CNN, the clown show continues. CNN is considering... considering hiring a comedian. Hey, I'm for hire. I'll change your program around. No problem. Put Nino on CNN. Anyway, CNN is considering hiring a comedian to host one of its primetime shows. The news entertainment personality could fill the primetime 9 to 11 p.m. hours with a non-traditional version of the news. Kind of like moi? Like what I do? Are they copying El Nino? I don't know. Maybe I'm onto something, folks. Anyway, the news entertainment personality could fill the primetime 9 to 11 p.m. hours with non-traditional version of the news. Five people familiar with the planning said. CNN executives have floated names, including Bill Maher. Bill Maher, the liberal of liberals. I don't know. I think Bill Maher's kind of taking a turn. I don't know. Bill Maher, Trevor Noah, Arsenio Hall. That guy's still around. Whatever the fuck he used to do. Remember that, Arsenio Hall? I remember that segment with him and Vanilla Ice. That was embarrassing for both of them. Arsenio Hall and Jon Stewart. And I've looked at other comedians. So what are they? They're turning into a comedy show, folks. That's what they're resorting to. Not real news anymore, because we already know they're a fucking joke. So now, let's turn it into whatever everyone knows what we are. A comedy show. Bill Maher is potentially more realistic prospect. The host of HBO's long-running weekly show that bears his name is already in-house at Warner Brothers Discovery, CNN's parent company. Puck Matt Bellinger reported the week CNN is in talks to begin airing some of Maher's weekly extra HBO segments. They're desperate. And Bill Maher's not going to save you, folks. He's not going to save you, CNN. He's not. Not going to happen. You're still lies. You just want to put a funny spin on the lies. That's what you're doing. Just spin it. Try to make it funny so people can laugh. You deserved to be laughed at. No doubt about it. But getting a comedian to help you ain't going to work, because you're going against El Nino, baby. Yeah. We're out for truth. We're out for the truth. We're awake. We don't need CNN anymore. You're old. You're the old consciousness. No matter who you put up there as an anchor, Bill Maher, Jon Stewart, whoever, whatever useless scum you use, is not going to work for you. It's not. Because you lie. And people are done with lies. Former Clinton advisor David Gergen says Biden risks being creamed by Dox case. Very, very big deal. I say so myself. He kept some very important documents in his garage next to his Corvette. Oh, boy. The old man Corvette. Oh, God. Former Clinton administration advisor David Gergen believes President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents risked doing some very real damage to him. On CNN's AC360 host Anderson Cooper welcomed the veteran political operative on to discuss the issue. Cooper mentioned the potential political fallout of consistent revelations, more of documents being found in locations Biden used after his time as vice president. This guy's just keeping sensitive documents just all around his garage where, like, workers can come in, kids, whatever, sensitive documents just hanging out in the garage next to his Corvette. My question is, who found them? Who got them? Who put them? Were they placed there? How did they just all of a sudden get found in his garage? He continued, this is a president that was marching upward for the first time in his presidency. He got his numbers up. People are feeling better about the economy. There are all sorts of reasons to believe that he can now present himself without shitting himself. The fears that people like me have about how old he is can be, can he govern well? Those fears would be dissipated if he were able to stay on that track. So basically, they're saying Biden's going down a good track now. People are starting to believe in him. Yeah, right. Who? Gergen called the classified documents reporting a gigantic story and questioned why the president's team did not make more of an attempt to get ahead of it. The Biden people, they may be making a big mistake, Gergen said. I may be wrong about this. They've done a wonderful job being cooperative with the government, and they've done it all by the books. I don't think sitting there hunkering down now, just acting like it's not out there is good. So in other words, he's saying, like, don't act like it's not out there. Don't act like it's just, they're trying to sweep it under the rug. But these scandals, folks, if I'm right about this, are going to keep poking their ugly head out into the open for everyone to see. He says they're going to get creamed doing it. One scandal after another. But, you know, people are like goldfish. What's hot one day is gone the next, and you forget. You forget. Thank G Madness. Thank you. Anyone giving to the super chat? Thank you very much. To my Venmo or super chat, Venmo D-Rod 1977. So five additional pages of classified material found at Biden's Willington address. President Joe Biden aides found five additional pages of classified material at his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. On the same day, a special counsel was appointed to investigate the matter. The White House announced on Saturday that the new disclosure marks the latest shift in the total number of documents with classified markings discovered by Biden's lawyers in a week that has dramatically shifted the trajectory. So the FBI didn't even have to raid this guy for the documents. They're just in his garage. They're fucking next to the Corvette. Hey, guys, just go look next to his Corvette. I'm pretty sure... There's something next to his toilet as well, because he visits that place often, I'm sure. Maybe not. He shits his pants a lot. The White House will cooperate with the newly appointed special counsel. The discovery came just hours after the White House counsel's office had released a statement specifically citing the discovery of a single document, and the same day Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed U.S. Attorney Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate the matter. You know, all those guys with the little handshakes. The latest disclosure marks the third in a week and second time initial information provided was later proved to be incomplete. In fact, Sauber had said the review of Biden's homes was complete on Wednesday night, even though the additional five pages were discovered on Thursday evening. It comes as the White House has struggled to navigate the convergence of ongoing reviews, public messaging, and rapidly increasing political pressure. Bombshell report. Documents reveal $800,000 deal. $800,000 deal. But yet they want to raid Trump. Yet they want to raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Okay. Documents reveal $800,000 deal with Ben Biden's center to pay Joe Biden was negotiated in part by Hunter Biden and included an office for Hunter and staff members to include current Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. All these guys are implicated. Hunter Biden, Blinken, everybody. Isn't that nice? But no. We got to get Trump. Do you see the shit show? I almost named this the shit show, but I know that if I name it shit show, probably wouldn't get much traction. Lola Cafe, gracias, Lola Cafe. Oh, folks, I got to tell you, I'm very excited about my next guest, Derek Gilbert. The guy's going to be talking about Saturn Return. That'll be on ninoscorner.tv. I'm excited. You got to understand the occult belief system, folks. This is when you go to the underbelly of this shit, this is where it lies. This is where everything's at. Let's talk about Saturn's return. Why is it so important? Why? Inquiring minds want to know. All right. Special counsel inquiry leaves Biden and Garland in awkward spots. Washington, a new special counsel investigation into the discovery of Gaslight Office documents in President Biden's home and office puts both him and his attorney general in awkward positions as another special counsel investigates his predecessor for his own mishandling of secret papers. Although the circumstances of the cases involving Mr. Biden and former President Donald J. Trump are markedly different, as a political matter, the new inquiry will muddy the case against Mr. Trump, who is already using it to argue that he is being selectively persecuted by the administration of a president he plans to challenge in 24. Folks, these next 2 years are going to be for the books. They're going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. I cannot believe I am commentating the greatest show on earth. The greatest show on earth. I commentated boxing. I've even commentated some MMA. Nothing compares to this. Nothing compares to this. All right. George Soros revealed as player behind Twitter operation to shut down Hunter Biden laptop story. First Draft News, a new defunct nonprofit that left-wing billionaire George Soros, Open Society Foundations funded, played a key role in Twitter's preparation to shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. According to internal documents published by author Michael Schellenberger, as a part of Elon Musk's Twitter files, the Aspen Institute hosted a September 2020 training exercise for members of the media and social media leaders regarding the handling of hypothetical data leaks, which were similar to the Hunter Biden laptop report that broke in October, according to Schellenberger. Claire Wardle, God, these names, former executive director and co-founder of First Draft News, appeared to be an attendee of the exercise, according to the email published by Schellenberger. How am I doing, folks? Am I doing okay? I don't know. I think I am. I think I'm doing okay. I'm going a little crazy. What's that Waylon Jennings song? I may be crazy, but it keeps me from going insane. That's me. I may be going crazy, but it keeps... No. I may be crazy, but it keeps me from going insane. That line right there makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I was thinking about, you know, after I visited the Bucky's mini mall, it's a convenience store, but it's a fucking mall. And I just looked at everyone bumping into each other, you know, wearing their sandals with socks. Oh, boy. Terrible hygiene, obesity, the whole thing. I was like, wow, the globalists have accomplished their agenda. We may get, you know, Trump in 24, whatever, before, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, their agenda, they have...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
They masterminded so cleverly, I think, is here. Because it's a fucking circus. It's a circus. It's a circus. But that's okay. We got Monday Night Football. We got Monday Night Football. I can name every play and all the statistics of Tom Brady, but I can't name the three branches of government or any of the amendments of the Constitution. Are you fucking serious? You're pathetic. Breaking. Kevin McCarthy is considering expunging Trump's impeachments. You're telling me this guy's not on a leash? All right, Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is considering expunging former President Donald Trump to impeachments. I would understand why members would want to bring that forward, McCarthy said in response to questions from reporters about House members who want to clear the former president's wrongdoing. But I understand why individuals want to do it, And we'd look at it, McCarthy added. Playing ball. He's playing ball. How many of you saw that photograph of the fuck's her name? Marjorie Taylor Greene holding the phone with DT on there. I think it's Donald Trump. Beautiful sight to see. It's beautiful sight to see who's in charge. Who's really in charge? Folks, chess at multiple levels here. I still believe, I do firmly believe everything that, and I do believe Juan is in that sphere of knowing. But there's so many things at play. There's so many moves at play. I just find this the greatest time to be alive. The greatest time to be alive, folks, is right now. Exclusive. Attorney believes evidence will soon be released that confirms FBI in 2016 investigated Seth Rich's laptop, knew he supplied emails to WikiLeaks, and knew Russia collusion was a lie. So it's all coming out. It's all coming out. You think it's by accident? The implosion is happening, folks. Clevenger is the bulldog attorney who has been after the DOJ and FBI for years to get to the bottom of who supplied the DNC's and Podesta's emails to WikiLeaks. He believes he may only be a few months away from knowing. On Wednesday, attorney Ty Clevenger joined the Joe Hawks Show on TNT Radio to discuss his case involving Seth Rich and the DNC and the Podesta emails that were released by WikiLeaks. We now know that there is no information whatsoever that Russia hacked the DNC and stole emails or provided them to WikiLeaks. It's all coming out. It's all coming out. And as all this comes out, what kind of card could you play here? What kind of card could the deep state play? Let me think about it. I don't know. UFOs? So hurry. We need a distraction. We need some kind of distraction. What are we going to do? Pull something out of your ass? Remember, folks, if you watch NinosCorner.tv, you understand what they were planning to do. We're ahead of the ball. We're way ahead of them. I'm proud of it. I'm so fucking proud of NinosCorner.tv and the fact that they cyber attack me all the time. All the time? Yeah, you ain't going to get there. All right. Pentagon receives more than 350 new reports of UFO sightings. The Defense Department has received. Let me slow down here for a second. 366 new reports of UFOs or unidentified aerial phenomena since March 2021. And about half of them appear to be balloons or drones, according to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. An initial assessment found that the phenomena in 26 cases were unmanned aircraft or similar to drones, and that 163 were balloons. Yeah, sure, balloons. Or balloon-like entities, while six reports could be attributed to birds, debris, such as plastic bags, or weather events. But they're putting this out there. They're putting a lot more out there, aren't they, folks? They're getting ready. They're in serious shit. I promise, folks, as much as you feel that we're losing this, pay attention to the details. Keep your blinders, keep punching, Apollo. Keep those blinders on and keep looking at what we're making headway. The rest is just a charade. It's all a circus. It's a circus. The fact that they're even reaching out to get Bill Maher as an anchor for CNN is fucking pathetic. It's pathetic. They're throwing everything at us, including the kitchen sink, everybody. Oh, yeah. Ooh. All right. So attack on the Capitol. Ukrainian officials report several power explosions in Kiev. David, this has been going on for years, and it took going to Buckeyes to see it. We are even at war. So programming is real. Nancy, I know, okay? Pero you're telling me something I already know. All right. Missiles and explosions were heard everywhere from Lviv in the west, Kharkiv in the northwest, and Zaporizhzhia in the... Oh, I can't say these words. Authorities in Kiev said there was an attack on the capital. Blasts were heard as early as 6 a.m. local time, according to the head of Kiev Region Military Administration, Olesky Kolohara. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. Oh, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. Oh, man. Vitaly Klitschko. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said strikes hit the city's east bank where several power facilities were located. The exact locations of the blast could not be immediately verified by CNN. A thick fog blanketed much of the city. However, and Kiev-based commander in the Ukrainian army said the explosions of Kiev were not caused by Russian attacks. So the capital's being attacked, ladies and gentlemen. The explosions are not connected with the threat from the air or air defense, as well as with many military actions. In Arizona news, Court of Appeals agrees to expedite Carrie Lake's case, her 2022 case. The Arizona Court of Appeals agreed to expedite consideration of the Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake's lawsuit alleging that the you-know-what was you-know-what. I got to say it like that. In a brief order issued on January 9th and made public the next day, the court ordered a reset of the matter of conference on February 1st, 2023. I still don't have faith in this. Sorry, Carrie. I know you're trying as hard as you can. I don't know. I just think my opinion. Lawyers for Democrat Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, the state's former Secretary of State, and has until January 17th to respond and argue why Lake's challenge should be rejected, according to the order. Lake had petitioned both the state's appeals court and Supreme Court after a Maricopa County judge rejected her case. After a two-day trial in December. But earlier this month, the Arizona Supreme Court denied Lake's petition to transfer her election lawsuit to the high court and said it will be heard before the appeals court first. I commend her. I commend Lake. I do. I commend her. I'm a fan. I'd love to bring her on the show. I hope she makes headway, man. I really do. I'm behind her. Speaker McCarthy sends D.C. into utter panic after he announces he wants to release all footage from January 6th. Ooh, yeah. What could we find there? What does that footage possess? What could be in it? Let me think. Oh, we might see that it's all bullshit. Could that be it? Could that be it? Oh, yeah, I'd be stressed out too. I'd be worried. I'd be real Nino, run for sheriff in El Paso. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm trying to get out of El Paso if you want to know the truth. All right. House passes bill blocking strategic petroleum reserve exports to China. The House of Representatives has greenlit a bill to block exports from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, to China. H.R. 22, Protecting America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve from China Act, on January 12th passed overwhelmingly 331-97. On the Republican side, there were 218 yays, while on the Democratic side, there were 113 yays. All nays came from Democrats, of course. It must now pass through the Democratic-dominated Senate. See, this is where things just, for me, at least we know that the bleeding at least is going to stop momentarily. It's not going to be as bad anymore. I think they've already done enough damage. But at least we got something to where nobody can really move. Sancho for el presidente. Yeah. All right. Republicans passed their first abortion bill requiring doctors provide medical care for babies that survive an attempted abortion, with 210 Democrats voting against it. Of course. Of course they vote against it. Ooh, we can't further along humanity. We got to kill the species. GOP bill says the American flag can fly over U.S. embassies. No more Pride or BLM flags. So, House Republicans this week introduced legislation that will prohibit flags other than the American flag from being flown over U.S. diplomatic and consular posts after the Biden administration allowed Pride flags and Black Lives Matter flags to be flown from U.S. embassies. Dude, we are looking like a joke with this guy. The Old Glory Only Act from Representative Jeff Duncan of South Carolina is aimed at pushing back at the Republicans say is the politicization of U.S. embassies by the Biden administration. Our beautiful flag, Old Glory, should be the only flag flying and representing our country over the diplomatic and consular posts worldwide, Duncan said this week. I agree. Santos drama puts House Republicans in political bind. So Santos, House Republicans are in a bind over whether and how to punish and battle Representative George Santos, a lawmaker who both attracts nonstop controversy and holds a critical seat in the narrowly divided chamber. The New York Republican who has lied about or embellished his business experience, education, religion, atheism, and more is swatting away calls for his resignation from Long Island Republicans and growing number of GOP congressional colleagues. 7 so far. It's leaving Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a conundrum over whether to keep Santos in the fold and face ceaseless questions over his conduct or banish him with barely any votes to spare given his party's slim majority. I think they got to keep him. I know he's a weirdo. I know he's weird, but you got to keep him. You got to kind of, it's a necessary evil. All right. U.S. will hit its debt limit Thursday. Start taking steps to avoid default. Yellen warns Congress. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen notified Congress that the U.S. will reach its statutory debt limit next Thursday and asked House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to either suspend or increase the debt limit. Yellen wrote that the Treasury Department will begin taking certain extraordinary measures to prevent the United States from defaulting on its obligations. Oh, boy. Isn't this funny? The same Congress that just spends our tax dollars like it's water. She told McCarthy it's unlikely that cash and extraordinary measures will be exhausted before early June. Failure to meet the government's obligations would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy, the livelihoods of Americans, and global financial stability, Yellen warned. Stop spending our money. What do you say? Just an idea. As you know, Lisa Marie Presley passed away. A lot of people are giving their theories about how I have my theory. I think it was a combination of things. One main one. Elvis's death, her son's suicide, 4 failed marriages, including to Michael Jackson. I would say that was doomed from the beginning. And Nicolas Cage and a crippling cocaine addiction. Lisa Marie Presley's life was beset with tragedy. She was just 9 when she saw her father's dead body slumped on the carpet. Lisa Marie went on to have 4 failed marriages and struggled with drugs. The star was thrust into the limelight from a young age as the child of Elvis. She was hit again with tragedy in 2020 after her son Benjamin committed suicide. Lisa Marie Presley, 54, dies after suffering cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest. A lot of people are dying from that lately. Gee, I wonder why. Don't put it on here. In border news, let's get to some border news. Migrants along Rio Grande in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico forced to leave encampment riot. Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. Migrants and police found themselves in a scuffle after migrants were forced to leave the makeshift camp along the Rio Grande. Mexican authorities directed migrants Sunday morning to leave the area and look for a shelter, according to KINT. Authorities cited the cold temperatures endangering the lives of people who sleep outside as a reason to move the migrants out. There have been cases reported of migrants getting sick. And they want to avoid that. Said the city police officer, migrants refused to leave Sunday. When police foresee that Juarez arrived, migrants threw rocks at them. The migrants, but wait, they're just families. They're just pobre families coming here to work and they're throwing rocks at people. A police officer was injured and a Venezuelan woman was also hit by the rocks the migrants were throwing, according to KINT. In other news, the hotels that they're staying at are reporting that many of the illegal immigrants are having sex and drinking. They're partying. Orale, let's have a party. Let's have a little bit of sex. Orale, that feels good. Oh, do you like that shit? Okay. Sochi, Veracruz likes it. You know, having sex, having babies. I don't know. They might as well just give birth in the hotel. Fuck it. I bet you there's some serious illegal immigrant orgies happening. I'm just saying, if everything was free and you had alcohol, the bitches, the hotels, wouldn't you be having orgies? Orale. Let's have some fun. Just saying. Just saying. I don't know. Seems like, I don't know, you got nothing to do all day. There's chicks everywhere. They want to have a little bit of fun. Drink some beer. Hey, we got a place to stay. Come to my room. Pero come over to Juanito's room. Let's have some fun. What else do you do? They're just laying around, hanging out with each other. I'm sure a lot of sex is happening. But that's what we're paying for. That's where your tax dollars is going for, folks. That's where it's going. For these people just to lay around, live off your money, and have sex. A lot of it. But we're going to have another kid. It's going to be our eighth kid. Texas high school football players hospitalized after coach forces 400 push-ups as punishment. I had to put this in here just to give you an example of how weak we're really getting. How weak we're really getting. Texas high school football players were reportedly hospitalized after a coach forced them to do 400 push-ups in an hour as punishment. They had an hour, a full hour, 60 minutes to do 400 push-ups. Rockwell Heath High School said former head football coach John Harrell is being accused of requiring his players to perform the rigorous task. He has been put on administration leave as a third-party investigation is underway. This all came from a letter to the school sent by parents, Fox 4 News, Dallas-Fort Worth reported. One mother said her son was forced to do 300 to 400 push-ups and was not allowed for a water break. And Dallas Morning News reported her son was hospitalized, which can cause kidney damage and failure. As a parent, we send our kids to school trusting that they will be cared for at the highest level. That has been the case until this unfortunate event, the parent said. The paper said at least eight student athletes were hospitalized after the incident that occurred last Friday in the athletic class. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I'm talking about the students, folks, not the coach. I used to train 8 hours a day when I was boxing. 400 push-ups in an hour would have been a walk in the park. You'd say, well, you were in shape. My trainer used to kick my ass. I used to spar the biggest, baddest dudes on the planet. Brutal, brutal wars in the gym. 400 push-ups in an hour. I can't do it. It's too hard, coach. I want to go home and play with my tampon. Fuck out of here, man. This is what we're breeding now. We're coddling. We're coddling. This is why they're weak. Because their parents come to their rescue. You tried to make my son do 400 push-ups in an hour. I don't know. Do 20, take a break, do another 20. Go have a cigarette, come back, do another 30. I don't know. Go have another cigarette, come back, drink a beer, come back, do another 40. I don't know. Just saying. I'm on a roll today, aren't I? Are you enjoying some? Give me a thumbs up if you're enjoying some Nino. All right, no more Botox needed. Old mice grow young again in the new study. Can people do the same? So in Boston Labs, old blind mice have regained their eyesight, developed smarter, younger brains, and built healthier muscle and kidney tissue. On the flip side, young mice have prematurely aged and devastating results to nearly every tissue in the body. So the experiments show aging is a reversible process, capable of being driven forwards and backwards at will, said anti-aging expert David Sinclair, a professor of genetics at the Blavatsky Institute of Harvard Medical School and co-director of the Paul F. Glenn Center for Biology of Aging Research. Our bodies hold a backup copy of our youth that can be triggered to regenerate, said Sinclair, the senior author of a new paper showcasing the work of his lab and international scientists. The combined experiments, published for the first time Thursday in the journal Cell, challenge the scientific belief aging is the result of genetic mutations that undermine our DNA, creating a junkyard of damaged cellular tissue that can lead to deterioration, disease, and health. The fountain of youth? I don't know. Now, this is a good one. In what the fuck news, you're going to like this. Oh, boy. Self-proclaimed trans canine. OnlyFans model gets fired for posting sex acts with dogs. Let me say that again. Trans canine OnlyFans model gets fired for posting sex acts with dogs. A model who called herself a trans canine and claimed to have engaged in sexual acts with dogs was fired from her job and banned from the pornographic website OnlyFans. A Twitter user going by the handle A Naughty Princess with almost 189,000 followers has been tweeting about her alleged disgusting sexual encounters with animals. But it's okay. Wait. Why is this not okay? She identifies as a canine, so... But wait, can a canine impregnate her? And could she have a litter of puppies? Well, I'm just saying. I'm asking you guys. On January 2nd, she decided to come out as the first trans canine, telling her followers that she engaged in sex with 6 dogs in the past year and only 2 men. I have made a decision to come out. As we know, humans are complicated and intelligent beings. We aren't always simple. I've been with 6 dogs this past year and only 2 men in my entire life. I am a trans canine. I just want friends and a crowd that accepts and loves and cherishes me, she wrote. What happened to the insane asylums? Don't we still have them? Aren't these people supposed to be put in there with straitjackets? What happened to crazy? Axel, you want to go on a date with a girl from OnlyFans, buddy? Hey, Axel, you want to get some? I got a trans canine for you. Folks, this is serious. That's the world now. This is the world now. This is where we're living in. This is humanity in 2023. This is what we're dealing with. I just read the news, folks. That's all I do. I just read the news, and I put badass interviews on ninoscorner.tv. Get over there. I'm getting ready to talk to Derek Gilbert. I got to go on with him in 30 minutes. We're going to be talking about the return of Saturn. What these people really believe in. Is Saturn really Satan? A lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. I'll take your questions on my Telegram on what to ask Derek Gilbert. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal interview, folks. And I'm doing my papers like this so you can think it's important. Because I look important when I do that? All right, folks, I'm out of here. I'll see you Wednesday and Friday this week. I'll be here three times this week, as far as I know. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting. Yeah, baby. Later, folks. I'm out.